You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Joe Taylor started his career working for various well-known brands in the fast-moving consumer goods sector, from Kellogg to Heinz and Innocent Drinks. In 2016, with his wife Carly, he decided to launch Real Handful, a new healthy snack brand combining bold flavors and playful packaging. Off the back of a recent redesign, Joe joins us in the studio to talk us through finessing a product, building a brand, and startup life more generally.
The story for Real Handful really dates right back until my mid-20s. So after university, I did a management degree, so something nice and generic, so I didn't have to make any big decisions about what I wanted to go and do. And at the time, I was very fortunate to get offered a role by IBM, having worked with them on placement. And so I found myself in my mid-20s kind of working within IT, great company, lots of training, working on multi-million dollar and multi-billion pound tenders. But what I was increasingly conscious of is that I was not looking forward to Monday morning. So I think that was the origin of being my own boss and starting Real Handful, was that kind of that recognition in my mid-20s that actually IT was not the field that I was kind of truly passionate about longer term. And looking forward, I realised that I needed to kind of find my passion and find what I wanted to do with my life longer term. In my mid-20s, a close friend of mine, Andrew, managed to talk me into signing up for an Ironman triathlon at 6 months' notice. At the time, I was a keen runner and I would do half marathons. And I think Andrew was more than anything looking for a training partner to keep him motivated as well. But having the big, scary deadline of a summer triathlon to prepare for was something that pushed me into, you know, not just becoming more aware of nutrition and how I fuel myself, but also was a big goal, something big to aim for, a big distraction outside of work. So then through that process, I did some more traveling and became more aware of nutrition, how I fuel myself, and kind of healthier eating evolved. An awareness of how I was fueling my training became more of a recognition that actually food and drink was something that I was really passionate about, really tangible, a market that I could understand. It's as simple as a product on the shelf. Lots of people talk about becoming their own boss as kind of a light bulb moment, and I think for me it was much more of like a dimmer switch, and I spent quite a lot of time stumbling around in the semi-dark in my 20s. I think I'd always had a desire to be my own boss, but when I finished university that summer I went on an entrepreneurship summer school sponsored by Sheffield University. So what I became very aware of through that experience was I really needed to go out and get some experience and get some good commercial grounding before doing something myself. So I think I'd always had the desire to become my own boss ultimately. While I was training for the Ironman, one of the things I did was go out to America, and while I was there I was trekking in the Grand Canyon, and I remember going into the shop at the national park there to stock up on some snacks to keep me going as part of that longer 24-hour trek. And I picked up this thing called Trail Mix, which Americans are kind of really familiar with that firm, but with that phrase, but it's a, you know, blend of, in this case, just raisins, peanuts and M&M's. So, and that snack kept me going really well through that experience of trekking into the Grand Canyon and back, because it's just this lovely blend of kind of natural, nutritious, fueling ingredients. But for someone like me who's got a terrible sweet tooth, a bit of chocolate in there as well, which was kind of permissible because of all the good stuff that I was eating. So the origin of Real Handful is kind of that experience of having Trail Mix and that idea of blending natural nutrition with a permissible bit of indulgence, a bit of flavour focused on the snack. We don't believe in good and bad, we believe in better. So that's the way we approach every product we look at. So, you know, this year we're going to be expanding from Trail Mix into Trail Bars as well, and we've taken that same approach, which is broadly, as long as you can see that the snack you're eating, most of it is made with natural nutritious ingredients, so we focus a lot on dried fruit, nuts and seeds, it's okay to have a little bit of dark chocolate or some flavour infusion in there to make it taste more interesting. So we really focus on that flavour experience of a more natural and nutritious snack that you can enjoy every day. One of the things we're very conscious of when we started Real Handful was we didn't have huge amounts of money to invest in all the different areas of the business. So when we look back and reflect on 2016 and launching the company and 2 years in, I think one of the things we've always been conscious of is that we brought product to market, we created the Real Handful brand, but there's so much fun to be had with the name Real Handful, and to kind of celebrate that attitude of not believing in good or bad and believing in doing something better and more interesting and more focused on flavour. And one of the things that we really recognised over the last 12 months is there's a big opportunity to just refresh our packaging, to just say more of these great things that we're trying to stand for as a business. So the process of refreshing the packaging, it's a big project, particularly when you've got product in market and you're starting to build some awareness with consumers and the trade. So we've spent 14 months on that project, and it's taken a long time, but it started with a big question, which is, do we want Real Handful to be a lovely trail mix company, or do we want it to be a bigger company with a bigger ambition within healthier snacking? And from that start point, we recognise that, you know, absolutely, we'd always set out at Real Handful with the intention to do more, to broaden the range, to expand it, and we think there's lots of opportunities to look at new products and new categories. So that was our starting point, and what we've done over the last 12 months is just iterated that into a new packaging execution that's really focused on celebrating the flavour in our snacks, so it becomes less about the Real Handful brand and much more about the flavours that we're putting out into the world. And we've worked with a fantastic agency and an illustrator who's helped us bring those flavours to life with these quirky, surreal illustrations. That a flavour like Espresso and So has its own character. Our Strawberry Stomp has a big foot coming down and kind of crushing strawberry. These kind of visual ways that bring the brand to life in a way that just looks more fun, more engaging than a lot of the snacks that we think are out there in the market today.
Thanks very much to Joe Taylor, co-founder of Real Handful, for coming in and sharing his story. Thanks too to Daniel Bache, who produced this show, and to Kieran Matthew Banerjee, who edited it. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.